to say. If you afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Monday, everybody. Nathan Zagura alongside Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. The Browns have added a new quarterback. Josh McCown, the 35-year-old veteran, signed over the weekend. 3 years, around $14 million, over $6.25 million guaranteed. Really amounts to a one-year, $6.25 million deal if they decide to keep him on for 3 years. Obviously, it would be 3 years and just around $14 million for McCown, who comes in. Struggled in Tampa Bay last year. Very good the year before that in Chicago. Comes in now, signals really the end of the Brian Hoyer era here in Cleveland, and the Browns deciding to go in a different direction. I think they wanted a veteran that they could bring in, somebody who could start for them if they need him to, and someone who also is really focused as much on helping everyone around him get better. I think that the Browns looked at it, and with a guy like Brian Hoyer, he wanted to start. He wanted to start every single game. Josh McCown, I think, is here more to be a starter when called upon to start. I think there's a good chance he'll open the season as a starter, but to also bring Johnny Manziel, Connor Shawn, whatever other quarterback the team adds to the mix if they do so, whether it be a veteran or another guy in the draft, to make them better. Is Josh McCown the answer for the Browns at quarterback? No. People looking at it from that vein, I think, are missing the point. What they've got is a great guy who can start, who has shown he can play at a high level in this league, as he did in 2013. He was behind an awful offensive line last year, didn't perform up to his standards last season, I would say, in Tampa Bay, and has an opportunity here behind a very good offensive line with the Browns, a team that's going to upgrade its pass-catching talent as well this offseason, to come in and be kind of that transition bridge quarterback. That's all it is. And he's here to be a bridge quarterback and also help everyone around him. I like the signing from that standpoint. I think, obviously, with all the reports that are coming out about tension between Brian Hoyer and the front office or between other quarterbacks, et cetera, they didn't want that anymore. They wanted their veteran guy to know his role. And at 35, Josh McCown's not trying to make a name for himself as a six-year starter in the league. And people who say that he wasn't desired are wrong. He was, in fact, the number one option for the Buffalo Bills. Rex Ryan's team wanted him to be the top option there. Chicago and the Jets were also after Josh McCown. And the other great thing about signing a guy like McCown now is it doesn't count against your free agents lost for compensatory picks. So just another thing to add to it. But he was a guy who was sought after. He was the number one free agent on the market last year. Struggled in Tampa. Now has an opportunity to be that bridge for the Cleveland Browns.
Most definitely. And to touch on this point, you know, really briefly, when I found out the news, you know, soon thereafter our show on Friday, a few things popped into my head. As you said, you just kind of like you brazed across, you know, the entire surface when it comes to Josh McCown. And what pops into my head is Cleveland has signed a great man, a great teammate, and a good player. You know, so we've added value to this roster in more ways than just what happens on the football field because we are so young at the quarterback position. And I think he brings not certainty, you know, to the quarterback room by any means, because we've seen Josh McCown flourish in 2013 with Chicago and fall on his face, you know, surrounded by a bad roster there in Tampa Bay. So I'm sure Cleveland fans right now are questioning, well, what Josh McCown or why are we really going to get? And in some cases, why everybody's not enamored with this choice, because they probably in most cases thought that Brian Hoyer was probably the equivalent to Josh McCown. But just like you said, is I think we're going to find a humbled 35-year-old who, again, as you said, is not trying to extend their career and always have to live with that competition factor that in some cases, as we saw, Brian Hoyer flourished in at certain points in the season, but ultimately towards the end of the season with Johnny looking over his shoulder and his play diminishing as the season went on, that he succumbed to that pressure, and eventually it led to his demise, which is when Johnny took over. Didn't do any better,
no.
You know, and of course not the end result for the Cleveland Browns that we wanted out of Johnny Manziel, but we have a guy that will basically be succumbed to playing like a Brown in every level, in every form.
And it's again, when you look at this, this is not the answer. It is a part of the solution and trying to build team the right way. As Peter King of SI wrote in his Monday Morning Quarterback today, He said the Browns feel in McCown is a better bridge than Hoyer. If Hoyer had been re-signed, he'd been expected to play every game. The Browns were not convinced he's an NFL starter. With McCown, he can fill any role. He has an opportunity to go ahead and start for this team. He also has an opportunity to go ahead and be more of a mentor and help these young guys along. Because I think when you've got, you know, you've got a young offensive coordinator, it helps that McCown has some familiarity with them dating back to their time in Oakland. You've got a new quarterback coach as well in Kevin O'Connell. And you've got young quarterbacks here. So it just makes sense to bring somebody in who is not going to be, I think the word was, I think that there was a, it was almost a threatening, toxic relationship at times in that quarterback room last year, where both guys were competing so much that they lost sight of the fact that they need to work together and be cohesive. I mean, you've been, I'm sure as a linebacker, there was some new young guy that came in to take your job. That's just a fact of the matter in the NFL. But it's also kind of your duty. You're protecting your spot, but it's also your duty to help the team and impart your knowledge.
No, you're absolutely right. And there was multiple times where even a younger veteran than myself had been signed via free agency, or they go to the draft and draft a linebacker late. Green Bay did it. San Diego did it. And at first, you know, you thought you were secure and you questioned your role on that team. And in some cases, you kind of turn your back on the team, but you're not in that building. You don't understand the logic that goes into the who, the what, and the why on where they were in their board and where you actually fit as a peg, you know, in their puzzle. And then as the season comes on, it's very surprising how someone that you can actually feel as if is going to steal your job or is taking away from you and your family and your career becomes your friend because you spend so much time with them. And I think that, as you said, you know, the parting with Brian Hoyer and this, you know, being the key sign that we have moved on past him is I don't think Johnny could reach his potential, and I don't think Brian could ultimately reach his potential here in this room with both of those personalities, Johnny being so dynamic in Johnny football, but constantly looking over the shoulder of Brian Hoyer, and Brian constantly have to have his eyes not only forward but in his rearview mirror about how much Johnny Manziel was gaining and the popularity associated with Johnny Manziel. But to go back to something that you said just before you quoted Peter King is – Josh, what people we must understand is that he's part of the solution. He is one part of
the.
He is not the end all at the quarterback position, which is why the Cleveland Browns didn't throw a whole lot more money and a significant, you know, number of years at him as well. He has to prove himself to us to secure the back end of that contract.
It's basically a 1 year, $6 million deal. So what you're seeing
exactly.
is a guy who's being a backup veteran, backup slash bridge type spot starting quarterback being paid like a veteran backup spot starting type quarterback. It's exactly, that's all that it is. It also says that the Browns in their evaluation did not feel that a guy like a Mark Sanchez, a Jake Locker, those were not guys that they clearly were interested in. And this was, again, four teams offered him a contract. So four teams were after him. And the Bills, he was the number one free agent quarterback to the Buffalo Bills as well as to the Cleveland Browns, who got it done with some good recruiting. He knows what he is. I don't think they're done at quarterback. I don't think it precludes them from trading for a younger quarterback, drafting another quarterback. And I also think the narrative about the fact, and I know Johnny Manziel wasn't great in six quarters, but it is amazing to me that people consider Johnny Manziel's likelihood of being decent in the NFL right now probably the same as they would consider as if I was the other quarterback for the Browns. It is as literally as if he has 0% chance to start. There was an article written, and one of the quotes was that apparently only the Browns think that Josh McCown or Johnny Manziel can start in the league. Well, we know the Buffalo Bills thought that Josh McCown could start in the league for sure, without question. We also know that many teams thought Johnny Manziel could start in the league because they were going to take him. Kansas City, for example, was going to take him right after that in the first round. Dallas thought long and hard, had a first-round grade on him as well. So these guys, it is not as if they cannot play at all. I just think that Josh McCown is a man who's going to come in, be a better fit for this building. Ben Tate could still play a little bit in this league, but was he playing? Even like he ran for over 100 yards against Tennessee.
Yes, he did.
But Ben Tate's upside relative to his replacement was negated by the fact that he was not being as healthy for the younger players in that running back room as he should have been. And I think with Josh McCown, you're getting a guy who will be good for the quarterbacks in that room. And I mean, if you want to sit here and come on and say, well, I think Brian Hoyer is this much better than Josh McCown or whatever, let's just call him, for sake of argument, about the same.
Yes.
Because I think Josh McCown's shown at least for one stretch that he's played at a level Brian Hoyer has never played at in Chicago. But to me, they're certainly close enough in the discussion that what you're getting in that quarterback room, makes it, to me, an obvious situation, and that's why the Browns did it, not to mention the fact it doesn't count against the compensatory picks.
Absolutely, and I think the one other point that when I saw the number that we gave Josh McCown, at first, you go, you know, $14 million in a guy that's, you know, a spot starter, as multiple people have said, is very surprising and eye-opening. But what you have to understand is, in most cases, $14 million for a quarterback in the National Football League is not a lot of money. And we still, as an organization...
That's over 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Goodwin's getting 1 year. That's not even.
That's the point that I'm trying to make is, you know, so 6.5 years tied up in one player. I go, but this guy can win you football games. And so many people think, you know, $6 million, there's not maybe, what, three or four other players on the Cleveland Browns roster that are going to make $6 million. You know, the Dallas Cowboys probably have a dozen players making around $6 million on their roster, you know. So it's significant to understand that this is a strategy that those backup quarterbacks, there's backup quarterbacks that don't play that have no aspirations of starting making somewhere between $3 and $5 million. You know, whereas we have expectations for him to groom the young talent in this room and start football games and win football games here in Cleveland, which is why he's given that $6.5 million. He will earn it here for the role that he will play both on the field and off the field.
And that's exactly what the Browns want to do. We want to get your opinion. I know that's kind of my opinion on it. I certainly think that when you look at this, if you're asking me, does Josh McCown coming in mean that Super Bowl for the Browns? I don't think anybody's saying that. What they're saying is they think that he will be a great asset to this team as somebody who can come in, be a spot starter, and also for his ability to help these younger quarterbacks develop, somebody who will embrace that role as opposed to fight that role. And I think that that is critical when understanding this in the big picture. Again, it's a veteran backup being paid backup level, you know, bridge starter money, and that's
sure.
what he is.
Absolutely.
And again, the Bills wanted him. He was the number one priority for the Buffalo Bills. So to say that nobody else wanted this guy is also factually incorrect.
And also, too, just to make one quick point is the fact that the Bills wanted him goes to show that in him leaving Buffalo with no contract and coming to Cleveland and meeting with the coaches and feeling this organization out, that he saw it fit to choose Cleveland over a team that went 9-7 last year, that has probably a top three defense in the National Football League, that he could have easily have been a part of, but he saw so much value here in Cleveland. So it's something, as we've referenced time and time again, we're not as far away as a lot of people think, and he saw that value in his meeting here.
And listen, coming out of playing behind one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL last year in Tampa,
playing
it's got to be very
behind
nice.
One of the best.
Playing behind one of the best, and we saw McCown again be able to have success in Chicago when he had two great receivers. Now, the Browns certainly need to address that receiver position. You know I'm a huge proponent of that. I think they got to address it in free agency. Guy, right now, one of the names that I think would be a nice fit for this team is like a number two receiver, Steve Johnson, rumored to be released by the 49ers.
I like
played
Steve Johnson.
Played for Pett in Buffalo 2 years ago, was actually at Kentucky when he set records at Kentucky with Joker Phillips.
Kind of like a wild card.
Who is now the wide receiver
yes.
coach here.
Makes a lot of sense.
It is interesting. All right. When we come back, we do want to get your takes on it. I know you guys are already tweeting us at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35, and of course, at Browns _ daily. Let us know. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, 216-578-0850. Let's hear what you have to think about McSay, about McCown, and this signing, just overall philosophy behind it. It's an interesting situation. I think when you lay it out and take the emotion out of it, because he's not Brian Hoyer, he's just replacing another quarterback, I think it becomes obvious to see why, from a business decision, this makes a lot of sense for the Browns, and they got their guy, which for everybody who says the Browns can't get their guy, here's an example where the Browns did get their guy. Do you think he was the right guy to get, given the circumstances and what they want to do? Let us know, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no.